In my mind, I'm gone to Carolina.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. As always, I strongly encourage everyone to go to the Devil Radio website, download our app, or go to the Apple and Google stores, download our app, take Devil Radio with you 24-7 wherever you go. Especially useful during the dark winter months because the FCC requires at least the AM signal to be powered down a little bit. Go download the app. While you're at it, click on the link on the website that says Support Devil Radio, which many of you asked us to put up. You know that there are more than 80 right-wing broadcasts going out every day in Wisconsin, attacking our democracy, calling into question our elections, and attacking Donald Trump. And Devil Radio is the most articulate, strongest, and least polite voice standing up to that. So appreciate very much if you click on Support Devil Radio. It gives you a lot of different ideas on how you can support Devil Radio. Well, the biggest, at least until we start voting on extending the debt limit by December 3rd, the biggest vote in the Congress right now, the most important financial legislation, is the so-called soft infrastructure, the approximately $1.75 trillion bill. It had been a $3.5 trillion bill. Got cut in half with negotiations in the House and in the Senate. Not negotiations with Republicans, because not a single Republican in either chamber supports this. Negotiations with Bernie Sanders and the handful of what I will call, well, these are the more progressive senators, and also the Blue Dog senators. And there's two of them, Manchin and Sinema. And then in the House, the negotiations between Nancy Pelosi and the Blue Dogs there. There are eight Blue Dogs, but there are five now who are the bone in the throat. Why Blue Dogs? I've talked about this before. There was a term, Yellow Dog Democrat, a long time ago in the South. Even after the South, because of civil rights disputes in the 1960s, went Republican when it had been Democratic from the Civil War up until Lyndon Johnson. But they still voted Democratic at the local level until very recently. Reporter goes up to an old fella somewhere in the deep South after all this, and he goes, you're still voting Democratic. Why is that? And he said, I'm a Yellow Dog Democrat. I would vote for a Yellow Dog before I'd vote for a Republican. And that was the sentiment in the South for a long time. So Blue Dogs just played off on that, and they're Blue Dogs. Some would call them moderate, that kind of thing. But in any event, a development. Nancy Pelosi announced that she had gotten a settlement with the Blue Dogs. Because you got to remember something. Nancy Pelosi can only lose three votes. Our margin is so thin, Democratic over Republican. If not a single Republican supports something, we need every Democrat. We can lose up to three. You lose more than that, you don't have a majority. You don't have a majority. So the Blue Dogs have a lot of power. Same thing, even more so in the Senate, because we only have 50 senators. We need all 50 to have Kamala Harris come in and cast the tie-breaking vote. So Nancy Pelosi wanted to put this up for vote back in August, September, October, last week, earlier this week. And the Blue Dogs just went to her privately, and there's five of them now that are the most adamant, and they said, we're not voting for it. And so she's dead. She finally got a concession from the Blue Dogs that they would vote for it. And she set the vote for last night initially. Why are the Blue Dogs voting for it? Because as political cover in their home districts, they wanted the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, to verify that it was paid for. In other words, that its provisions, it has some provisions on tax increases. It has some provisions because it provides money to hire more forensic accountants and lawyers for the IRS, which had been cut by the Republicans under George W. Bush, so they couldn't enforce our tax laws. By restoring that, it's going to You know, they cheat on $1 trillion a year in taxes, $1 trillion a year. And the revenue net of what it costs to hire these people, in other words, the surplus, is hundreds of billions of dollars. So in any event, the Blue Dogs want to be able to go back to their moderate districts and go, yeah, I voted for it, but it paid for itself, paid for itself. Whereas the $3.5 trillion would not. And frankly, this gives, in my view, like 90% of what the $3.5 trillion would have done. What it does not give, which I don't like, and it's not a matter of money, it's a matter of mansion, because the oil companies have their hooks in so deep. He's sort of like a gaffed halibut is what he is. And because he owns a big stake in a coal company, he won't fund anything for a clean energy grid. So that's not in it. They'll pursue it as a separate standalone, but that is a shame. And it's not related to money. That was not a big part of this in terms of money. It's Manchin. Shame on him. Shame on Manchin. Well, in any event, so the Blue Dogs go, okay. And the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, says, yeah, the amount of money we're going to get from tax cheats and so forth is something like, net three or four times what it would cost to get it. So that is a legitimate source of revenue to fund this, and they signed off on it. So Nancy Pelosi puts it to a vote on whether it can be advanced. What does that mean? What it means is nothing's easy with this crowd. You don't just vote on something. You have to vote on whether you should vote on it. I'm not kidding. So on whether you should vote on it, it passed 220 to 211, party line. Blue Dogs went along with it. The venomous Blue Dogs went along with it. So everything looked hunky-dory, because when you win the motion, the vote to advance, those people all then vote for it when it comes up. So what happened? What was the fly in the ointment? What was the fly in the ointment? Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy gets up in a desperate, servile, really cloying and a sad speech to even think about listening to. And he starts to ramble for hours. Now, there's no such thing as a filibuster in the House. There is in the Senate, unfortunately, but in the House, there is not. So he's got up and he said, all right, I want to give a minute speech. And that's a point of privilege. And any one of these characters can get up and, empty their bladders, into the microphone. And that's what he was going to do. He talked for hours. When I stopped tracking, it was 4 hours. I heard somewhere that it was longer than that. He started, I think, at something like 8:30. So, I mean, what did he do? Till midnight, till 2, 4, I don't know. Anyway, it was hours and hours and hours. And tweets were coming out from the congressman. He was heckled. Now, you may have seen Prime Minister's questions on the BBC. I don't know if you've ever seen that. But the Prime Minister of the UK, of Great Britain, will give some sort of report or discuss an issue with the Parliament. And the Parliament, it's much less polite than our Congress, and our Congress is none too polite. They'll shout at him, liar. Thief. They'll heckle. And it's a lot of fun to watch, because a really good one, the best prime minister, like Tony Blair, really turned it around on him. Some of them were clumsy. Well, here, that happened last night. People were shouting things at him, heckling him. Nancy, go, order. Heckle him some more. Mark Pocan put out a good tweet. Other people insulting him, saying he's lying. I think Pocan said, I've heard more lies in this speech than there are dollars in the Build Back Better bill. So, this went on and on and on. So effectively, he filibustered. Now, why didn't Nancy Pelosi put a stop to it? Well, yeah, she could have. She could have said, all right, point of order. It's too long. Taking a vote, 220 to 211, he would have been shut down. What if he still keeps speaking? He's desperate to be elected speaker. He's desperate. He talked about Afghanistan. He talked about the border. He didn't even talk about the bill all the time, because he is the minority leader. And if the speaker does that to him and he keeps talking and you bring security in and carry him out by the wrists and the ankles, this is unseemly. It's unseemly. They finally adjourn. They're going to vote on it today. We're going to the lines. Dick of Madison, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind today, Dick of Madison?
It actually went over 8 hours before it was done, Matt. And the beauty of all this was, yeah, and he wants to reinstate those two clowns that they just censured and even give them more authority if he becomes speaker. But here's the best part. The talking heads pointed out something this morning that I never really thought of. He just handed the Democrats the golden goose, because that would have been signed and talked about in the darkness of night, and there would have been some coverage, but not much. Now it's going to be front and center on a Friday morning, right before, you know, and the networks will all cover it. This idiot strung it out, and now the Democrats are going to get to do this thing, you know, at about, you know, prime time this morning. So what did you really accomplish there, Kevin?
8 hours. Yeah, I tuned out at 4 hours because I wanted to get some sleep.
Well, it was just amazing. Yeah. I heard it was slightly over 8 hours. I
mean, he's pathetic, Dick. He's never going to get elected speaker. He was sucking up to the Trump crowd in the Freedom Caucus, talking about Afghanistan, talking about, you know what I mean? I mean, but you're making a good point. In other words, we're going to get some play on the subject of this bill. We're going to get some play on the subject of this bill. And it's, you know, universal pre-K. What? It's Medicare enhancement so that 9 million people get better benefits and 3 million get health care for the first time, including hearing aids and hearing assistance. And things like elder care, child care, the child tax credits. Come on. And the CBO said finally it will add $160 billion only over 10 years to the debt, which is $16 billion a year. And the Republicans waste that in a week. And what's that not taking into account is when you spend that money in society, it comes back in taxes because other people are spending it and have to pay taxes. Going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.